Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello.
I don't know. I'm excited with the
you're giddy.
with the revamped technical aspects of the show and how seamless everything is. How crystal clear you boys are.
You look beautiful, Mike.
Yeah, you look great.
You look lovely, Rob.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
What's your
dreamy
new lighting scheme?
The new lighting scheme is just, you know, I've got, I'm lit off to the left, and why, you think
it's
a little ghostly?
Left. It looks great.
Well, I think it looks like you're about to be taken up for the rapture.
Yes. Yesterday.
It's a little harsh.
Yesterday's lighting scheme was perfect, I think, yesterday.
Well, yesterday we couldn't see him.
No, we could see him yesterday. We were here in the studio.
Let me try this.
He couldn't see us.
Here we go.
How's that?
That
you know
better?
What? I like the other one better.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, smile.
Yeah, if you smiled a little more, maybe.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's not going to happen, for Christ's sake.
Hey, why don't you move your hat back a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, you look... Now you look more...
Yeah. Now you're...
Well, I'm wearing a hat, and that usually makes my face
like
look
a local.
You're the friendly ghost.
Doing that.
Now you look angry.
Now you look like the ghost of Christmas past.
You know what? I rarely wear the Red Sox ball cap. Is it
the glasses and the hat? Is that what it is?
Are they connected?
Here I am talking about how great the technical aspects of the show. I didn't ask for an analysis of my camera shot that the vast majority of people listening to this show won't appreciate because they're not watching it on video.
One presents oneself in high def, one faces these issues.
Wait till we go 4K.
Yeah, and the curved screen.
Yeah, your teeth look great.
That's right, the Mike O'Mara Show going 4K in the year 2028.
It's also our budget.
If they make 4K webcams one day.
You know, high def and all that, what have you done for me lately? Because as soon as you get a 4K TV, I have one 4K TV, and you're like, wow, isn't that incredible? You look at a movie, and it actually, there are certain scenes in these movies that look like you're right there, and then that becomes the gold standard.
Well, 8K now. They're making 8K TVs.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
you're
know what?
8K TVs?
8K, baby.
I don't want that. I don't want that.
Why don't you want that? It's an innovation. It's going to be improved things.
No, because you know what? They're going to improve it. How much better can it be? And you know what? The real problem
8K
is the villain
is double
here. That's right. It's twice as good, Oscar. I know my math. The problem here, the villain here, Mike, is the curved TV screen.
That's going to go away.
This
soon
is the worst thing. Because how long were they screaming at us about flat screens? This is great. It's a flat screen. But now it's curved.
If you look at prices for curved TVs now, they're falling through the floor. I love
it. Well, I mean, the curved TV, I remember at the Consumer Electronics Show out in Las Vegas was... no big whoop. I didn't give a rat's ass about it. I don't think it changed the way things look.
Well, it was
look
great when it was the one that was like 70 feet tall.
Yeah.
That was a nice TV.
There is an 80-inch TV now on Amazon from Vizio that's a little less than $3,000. Can you imagine an 80-inch TV for a little less than $3,000?
An 80-inch TV?
Now, I clearly can't afford that, or I'm not going to get that, but bottom line...
Will we not have screens at some point? I mean, we won't have TV screens.
Holograms?
We won't need a device.
We need those deep blacks, Mike. Deep blacks.
Why are you going to make it racial?
I'm not making it racial.
Okay.
So you need that
Sam Jackson bit.
You need it for the deep blacks?
I think we need some sort of screen for the deep blacks.
Yeah, what would be the alternative? Are we watching it through Google Glass?
No, but if you ever noticed that if you have an older TV in your basement, right?
Yeah, I have a TV in every room.
Yeah, but you have you have a DLP, right?
Yeah, I do, actually.
So with the DLP, you'll get a deep black because you've got the screen and you've got the mirror technology in the back, right?
DLP, incidentally, you know, because some people don't pay attention to this stuff. DLP is dumb looking picture.
Is that what it is?
Yes, it is.
Now I feel stupid.
Do you ever feel like you need an upgrade?
Someday, yeah.
Because how much How deep is your DLP?
What is that? The Bee Gees song? It's great. It's,
no,
the picture's fantastic.
Deep wise, how many square? Because we all, look.
Oh, you mean how the actual
all,
physical
we
depth?
We all don't have big houses. I have a condo.
By the way, the DLP
townhouse.
In Rob's house is "Don't Lay Down, Please."
No, DLP in my house is Dick Land Patton. It is. It's about this deep. It's
what was 18. That one?
Dick
what,
Land Patton.
Dick Land Patton? No, I'm sorry. No, oh, that doesn't count.
In place?
No. Yeah. You
no,
killed
that
comedy
is not
pyramid.
Good. You did. You killed it. Call Fez. Call Fez. He's gonna give you an F.
It's about. I would say it's about 20 inches deep. It's right? not. It's not a very deep.
Think about how much more square footage you would have, how much more space you'd have in your basement if you didn't have the 20 inches of just sheer television. When now televisions come out with an inch deep, you
that's
could probably
true.
Get a. The, what do you have? A 70 inch?
73.
You get a 70 inch for less than $1,000.
Listen, let's wind up this show because I got to go buy a TV.
You have to go anywhere. Just go on the internet.
No, you're going to get it on Amazon,
please,
for God's sake.
Yeah,
what's wrong with you?
I can't do it while the
you
show's on.
You have to go buy a TV. You have to go buy a TV.
I can't do it while the show is on.
You could do it while the show is on if you had a computer sitting there.
I've got two computers. You want one? Tony, order it up.
You want to help? Don't help.
By the way, yesterday, patio umbrella and patio umbrella stand purchased from our good friends at Amazon.
Nice. Just in time for summer.
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
Why are you buying all these things before you leave?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because
next January, get a Christmas
I had family
tree.
Coming over. I had family coming over. Well, I had family coming over, and I had a crappy umbrella, and I decided that it'd be a good idea to
upgrade.
To upgrade what I have there. And the thing is, they have on Amazon, I was looking at these, they have umbrella stands that are made out of cast iron.
Yes.
And one of them, this made me laugh, one of them said, ships in 2 to 6 months.
Oh, that's rough.
What in the name of holy F takes so long to, first of all, you've got a standard size, right?
Right, right.
The little doohickey fits in the doohickey. What is the deal with what kind of factory is trying to make money by shipping something in 2 to 6 months? So I got Thursday and Friday delivery.
Yeah,
that's what
time,
I got,
baby.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The 2 to 6 month, like, I didn't know you were shopping through Diaz.
Yes. Let me see. This is a cast iron umbrella stand manufactured by Beluga Diaz.
Mike, I can send you some mangrates. That'll hold an umbrella up.
That's true.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, stack them up, baby.
Yeah. I'd like to. Yeah, stack them up. That'd be fantastic.
Crisscross.
Crisscross.
Exactly.
Like you're building a log cabin.
Right,
exactly.
There,
yeah. So it's on the way, and screw the big box stores. That's what I say.
What color umbrella? What color umbrella?
Beige.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Very nice.
Beige with venting, with a vent in the top so that when the wind comes through, it doesn't destroy the umbrella.
You bought an umbrella with a hole in the top?
It's got venting, which is...
What if it rains?
No,
well, it's not about rain. It's about shade.
A shade.
Right.
As Max von Sydow would say, stop. it is a beige
air conditioning.
It is a beige umbrella,
right,
with another mini umbrella kind of on the top,
mm-hmm,
that has a hole so that it actually can vent the air so that umbrella won't blow to bits when the wind kicks
up. I love marketing.
Yes.
It's great.
Mm-hmm. No, it
it's
makes
not
sense.
Marketing. It's part of the deal. Come on, God damn it.
Haven't you ever seen like runaway beach umbrellas?
Yes.
That's because of no venting.
No venting.
No venting.
Yeah,
no venting. Now, that sounds like something that will have side effects when you take it for your cholesterol.
Side please consult your doctor before
side
taking
effects of
no venting.
Side effects of no venting may include diarrhea, blurred vision, dizziness.
Oh,
if you experience an erection that lasts more than 4 hours with no venting, please contact your healthcare provider.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going to score them on. Rob, you have something for us that we have to get to in this.
Yeah, real quick. First
segment
of all, I want to thank listener Tony Greco for showing us his new Vistaprint card, which,
ooh,
I think is very, very nice.
Classy.
But he also sent me a poster.
What did you say? Give him a props again. What did you say his name was?
Tony Greco.
Tony Greco.
Greco.
Yes.
Graphics.
Yes.
Tony Greco. Tony Greco.
Hey,
how you doing?
Tony.
But he sent a poster that he said he's been meaning to send us for a long time. He said one of the main reasons he sent it is because of the graphic on it. It's a beautiful picture of a classic microphone, but I think you'll enjoy the artist that this promotes. Can you see it?
Nah. Michael McDonald. Let me see.
And it's a sweet
Rob
gig.
Is showing me a wonderful, what a beautiful poster.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Let me see. Franklin High School Band presents Michael McDonald at the Collins Alumni Auditorium in Lipscomb University in Nashville, Tennessee.
I love the fact that one of the greatest singers in pop music history is performing with a high school band. I guess he really doesn't like Jeff Skunk Baxter.
Well, you know, since I'm in the mood, do you want to lay it out there for everybody? Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the great things that Rob and I have done over the years is the dueling Michael McDonald impressions. And we don't sing it together. You do the first part and I do the second.
Okay, deal.
Or I'll go the first.
You go first.
You don't know me, but I'm your brother.
Take it away, Rob. Thank you very much.
So nearly.
Solid.
For the majority of our listeners, you're welcome. For a smaller majority, or a minority,
I will.
I say I'm terribly sorry for that opening to the show.
I thought it was fine.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
So, hi.
Hey.
How was the ride home, Dad?
Fine. Sure it was. It's not like you had to come all the way from Boston.
You know what, Axel? I have more than a feeling that you're right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Come on! You're totally busted! We saw you rocking out in your car!
There's nothing to be embarrassed about. I thought your voice was really pretty.
Especially when you hit that high note. You know, in my whole life, I don't think I've ever seen your back teeth.
Yeah, wasn't me.
Oh, come on, Mike. It was your car and your body and your head and your face that the sound was coming out of.
So is this something you do all the time when we're not in the car? You just drive around singing?
Yeah, are you fun behind our backs?
Look, I don't know what you saw or what you heard, but it wasn't me.
Hey, Dad. How was the drive home from work?
Silent, same as always.
Aw, don't be like Marianne walking away.
Hey, Dad! Axel and the Axemen are looking for a new member. Do you only play air guitar, or do you have experience with other imaginary instruments?
Am I really the most important part of your lives? This is all you can focus on? Because your mom farted at the Donahue's, and that was only a half-day discussion. This has been going on for 2 days.
We know mom farts. We didn't know you sing.
I wasn't singing. The radio was singing.
Do you have any other hidden talents we don't know about?
I know how to change the locks on this house.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, ladies and gentlemen, you do too. Our show today brought to you by the Sleep IQ Kids Bed. I love my Sleep Number bed. You know that. I talk to you about it all the time. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. I had another blissful night last night with a Sleep IQ score of 92. Woo!
Nice going, Mike.
Got to thank nature for that pretty beautiful sleep night here. And now Sleep Number is transforming bedtime for the whole family, introducing the Sleep IQ Kids Bed. This is the first bed that lets you know how your child is sleeping, and it's designed to adjust and grow with them. Your kid's sleep is so important. Studies show that well-rested kids feel more confident. They do better in school, in sports, and in life. With the Sleep IQ Kids Bed, you know the quality and quantity of your child's sleep, and you'll know what adjustments to make so they can sleep even better. It will tell you when your kids are asleep and when they're awake. The Sleep IQ Kids Bed does everything. For back to school, there is no better school supply than better sleep for your kids. And there's only one place you'll find the Sleep IQ Kids Bed. That is a Sleep Number store. Come in right now and bring your kids for a chance to win a $5,000 to $50,000 college scholarship and a Sleep IQ Kids Bed. Tonight, bedtime, tomorrow, the world. Discover the Sleep IQ Kids Bed at any one of the 475 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Be sure to Yodel.
Yeah.
And tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. So, yes, tonight is the big night. Everybody in the nation talking about the big debate. As
yes.
a matter of fact, there's what they call up here in Maine a flotilla, which is a bunch of people that go on the water and have a little happy hour floating out there at sea, and they raft all the boats together, and it's very, very exciting, and they have modified the schedule of it so that people can get back. Well, the main email out to everybody said, so those that want to get back for the Donald Trump show,
nice.
They're calling it,
good
will
show.
Be able to get back for the Donald Trump show
tonight. Quite the
tonight.
Movement.
You know, I'm
Trump's
stealing
everywhere.
Myself. I'm stealing myself for disappointment.
Yeah,
I'm
I think that, I think that's probably wise move. Now you are a you love political action just as an outsider. You love
political
to watch
action,
it.
Yes.
You love the game. Will you watch the cocktail party or the happy hour debate? The where the people that didn't make the main debate, the one that comes before. Are you going to watch that one
not
too?
Not a chance.
Really?
Not a chance. Not
Rick Perry,
5 o'clock,
glasses.
Baby. 5 o'clock.
Rick Perry and his smart guy glasses. I mean, no, because I worry show.
If I watch the happy hour debate, then and by the way, you know. Hey, news organizations, the primetime debate, the primetime debate. Can somebody get, is it 7 o'clock? Is it 8 o'clock? Is it 9 o'clock? When is the main event? No one is saying that. This is the absolute way our country runs. No one is giving the exact time. Is it an 8 o'clock start for the Donald Trump show? Or is it a, does anybody know?
Oh, I don't know. I figured it
was nobody
eight.
Knows.
I figured 9.
I figured it was 8 p.m.
See, nobody,
it's 5
have
p.m.
You, when they talk about it, when you've seen not, I mean, hours of coverage, does anybody say it will be on the Fox News channel at this particular time?
I can look right now and see if they have a
well,
date
they will have to.
Ridiculous.
They're going to have to allow time for the opening act, Mike. I think it's
no,
Corbett,
but Rob,
Corbett
seriously.
Monica.
Isn't it not just the way things are now?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody wants to flap their gums about who the last candidate is, when the happy hour debate's going to be, but nobody wants to give the simple fact of when it starts.
And there's a reason for that as well. I believe it's because while everyone is saying they're going to watch the debate, no one is going to watch the debate, and they're going to hope for good clips tomorrow, so they don't even need to know what time it is.
9 p.m.
I was right.
9 p.m.
Yes.
9 p.m.
Released that's an hour ago.
You know, that was
released just an hour ago.
That's probably a nod to the West Coast by moving it an hour later.
Was it really released just an hour ago?
That's the latest article on Google.
Oh, okay. So, but I mean, I wonder when they actually, they probably, that was out there. It's just people don't talk about that because it's just, it's the same reason.
It's also in Cleveland because you're like, is that central? What's going
Cleveland
on in Cleveland?
Is central time, isn't it?
Yeah, but it says 9 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, very good.
Yes.
Can I say something, just a little personal note here?
Yeah.
All that talk about the, you know, the dicking around with the air conditioner, and I'm a little paranoid about it falling out the window, but I will tell you, I love this thing. I love this thing.
Cool
up
air
here.
Or something cool.
Let me just tell you. I've
Set
got this
the guy who had the Red Sox in the World Series this year.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this.
I can't wait to hear you talk about the air conditioning in, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, can't wait
no,
to
no,
talk
no,
about
hold
the
hold on. I have this thing, and I know, you know, we get cool nights and warmer days up here, and I love this thing. I've got this setting on it right now.
Mm-hmm.
It literally just kicked on as the show is beginning.
We heard it.
And it,
yeah.
It's fantastic.
We heard it kick on.
All right. Okay, it's going to be one of those days. That's all right.
But
I
had a thought
it.
About this yesterday. I said, yes. You could probably kick it on, make it nice and cool, and then make it through the show so we don't hear the air conditioner.
Right.
That would be the thought.
Yeah, okay. But you know what? I am feeling the blissful, cool air wafting over my oversized body right now.
Understand.
And it is truly special to be experiencing this. I am not going to put another remote control on this table. I'm not going to do that. But I probably could turn it off if you want.
Well, no, you don't have to. But I think for best practices, maybe when we come back from vacation, you could cool it down in the morning.
Try
and
it once.
And then we could actually see if we can make it through the day.
Well, that would be all well and good, Oscar. But what this is, it's like a mini little thermostat, okay? And so the temperature overnight was, the air conditioner didn't have to work that hard because the room cooled.
Ooh.
And the room was a lovely 68 degrees when I walked
Perfect.
In here to do the show.
Beautiful.
Now, obviously, as the sun has come up and warmed the back of the house, the temperature has risen slightly, requiring the air conditioner to have to flip on and cool the room. Now,
and your
the thing.
Studio lighting, Mike. Your
and
studio
the studio
lighting.
The blisteringly hot... The blisteringly hot studio light.
When you pull that big Frankenstein switch, chunk.
Yeah.
And
oh, my God.
Oh, no. Here comes the rapture again. Here
there you go.
You ready to go
Is
to the mothership? Yeah, it's beautiful. What SPF are you using?
I love it. You look great. You look absolutely great.
So the sun-like heat coming off of those television lights starting to get me. But no, so I fully expect that maybe in minutes that little machine will shut off. And,
you
won't hear it.
It's a little cooler.
It's responding to the elevated temperature and the thermostat. Is good, just like it would, you know. Yes, it's a wall unit, but it's like something you'd have if you had a thermostat in your house.
Sure. Okay? Yeah. It's self-contained.
So you're saying there's a mechanism there that's on auto that turns on at a certain temperature?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like we're over-explaining it, Oscar. Yeah. It's a thermostat.
Yeah, I got
it. If it's hotter than 68, it runs.
Yeah, but
if it gets 68, it turns off.
But can you turn that 68 to a different
degree?
69? Yeah.
Can
you
control I want it to be like David Letterman's studio in here, God damn it. I like it. I'm sharper. I've got more of an edge.
I agree. You could take, you could be like Elvis. You could foil your windows, and that would shave some temperature.
He said he's sharper when he's cooler.
I'm sharper when he. I am sharper.
Everyone
when I'm
is.
Shut up. All right. Anyway,
one of my favorite transitions.
So
shut up.
9 p.m. Mike, and you can watch it online. You can actually watch it on your phone if you wanted.
You know what? You could watch it on the flotilla.
No, because we're going to come in. I want to be, you know where I want to be? I want to be up here in the BR, nestled into a Betty Bye with Mrs. O'Mara for two reasons.
Well, three.
One pretty obvious.
No,
I want to be up here so that two things, that I'll be comfortable and I'll be watching it on the best TV that I have in the house, which happens to be up here in the bedroom. I only have two. And the other reason is that in the event that... I'm holding out hope that it will be entertaining, but I don't think it will be. Because really, to be honest with you, it's 10 people saying stuff I disagree with. So my politics are different than the people up on stage.
And also,
I'm not going to be entertained by that.
They're going to be saying stuff you disagree with very briefly because no one's going to have a lot of time. It's 10 candidates.
Hey, listen now. Oh, it's still on. Sorry. Anyway, so talk about the air conditioner, Rob.
I understand.
So I want the option to just shut the TV off and drift off. Into
so you want a game? You want a Game of Thrones? Boring. I'm passing out.
But you guys,
how can it not be boring? They're politicians. How can it
because
not be
Trump
boring?
Is going to say so much asinine.
No, Trump. Let's make our little predictions.
All
and we'll go over our predictions tomorrow. Here is my prediction. Trump is playing the game right now and getting good advice. He is getting good marketing advice.
He hasn't done anything really stupid in a week, has he?
And the stupid stuff he says is perfectly legit for elevating his poll numbers because people, equally stupid people, want to hear what he has to say, and they're rapists. That sells. Now, what he's going to do tonight is he wants to come out of this thing, I believe, with a little more legitimacy to his candidacy.
Yep.
I believe that with all of my fiber. So you're going to see a mellow Donald Trump, and then you're going to see the talking idiots afterwards say, he seemed very much in his element, and he seemed not to stand out from the crowd. And that's what they all
want
to do.
I want the clown shoes. I want the big red nose.
You're not going to
get
them.
I'll tell you something. If we get the clown shoes, I think that could have a wonderful effect on his candidacy, but I don't think it's going
to
happen.
This isn't an original idea. I just actually heard about this on Bloomberg. They said the reason why Trump is popular these days, and I have personal friends, I have people I know that are pro-Trump, and I don't understand it, but God bless them. Everybody has their own right to their point of view, right?
Right.
So, and I'm not really going to fight with them because I'm not going
to
win.
Well, you're a lover.
There's nothing to gain from it. I've pretty much gotten there with people from the other side of the aisle. I don't do it nearly as much as I used to because there's no point.
I never fought before. I'm not going to start doing it now. I'm not going to change my mind.
Okay, very good.
But if the reason why Trump is so popular now, regardless of the immigration, to put that aside, the reason why I think he really is as popular as he is, and I agree with Bloomberg and I wish I had the name of the guy that put this point out there. They do a politics show in the evening. He said, and I'm paraphrasing, that Congress and really Capitol Hill has done such a great job of alienating every American out there for the do-nothing type of Washington that we know. is that people are just grasping for anything that says they're not going to play the game.
Different.
They're not going to play the Capitol Hill
totally
game.
Totally agree with that. Yeah. I totally agree
with
that.
They created their own monster, quote unquote.
I also believe that, like many of the pundits are saying, that this is so early in the game, and that when push comes to shove, people like to hear that, especially at this stage of the game.
Sure.
They want to hear
when it
the
doesn't
guy
matter,
says,
Mike.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We love this, and he's polling really well. When push comes to shove, I really think, and this is where I have faith in the American people,
I never thought
Republican or Democrat, I think when push comes to shove, they want to go in there and they want the person that maybe is a little boring but is going to be competent and show some leadership. I think they do. When it really comes down to it, I think that's what
they
want.
Oh, you know what this is? What right now, America is dating the crazy girl. But
right.
Eventually, we're going to settle down with someone.
Ass.
Yeah, she's got a great ass.
Oh, my God.
But we're going to settle down with someone a little more sensible.
Yeah, because you don't want somebody who you would think would be in a position of power and screw things up. That's what we don't want.
Right.
We don't mind. Believe it or not, I think most Americans really don't mind the status quo. Oh. That's why we live our lives the way we live.
We're not doing that great with the status quo, to be fair.
We're not
right?
doing that great, but yeah. You know what? It's in my mind, and I think in a lot of other Americans' minds, you don't want the guy in there that's going to be, may I mambo dog face to the banana patch and put his finger on the button and get us into three wars with three different countries simultaneously
that's right.
and result in us speaking Chinese in about a year and a half. I don't want that to happen.
Chinese!
What about the thought that... Barack Obama or President Obama decided to his campaign was really built along the lines of not playing along with Washington's games, right?
Right.
Bucking the status quo. And when he came in for this first term, they cut him off at the knees.
Yep,
like he wasn't able to make that change now.
And only recently has he kind of gone, oh, they're talking about going rogue a little bit. Not really. He's just doing what he wants
so
to do.
So he tried to play the game and get bipartisan support for what he thought was best for the country, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
And then when they couldn't get it up till the end of this last term here, right? Mm-hmm. He decided to go his own way, and he did it on his own and pushed everything through, and then the Supreme Court held it up, and now you see now you see what's on the scoreboard. You're like, okay, he actually got things up, but he had to do it on his own.
Yeah.
But he's not, but I don't think anybody, George Bush and Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and George H.W. Bush and Ronald Reagan, you go back through all these guys, yes, they had differing political agendas, but at the same time, each one of them, you knew you didn't have a complete wingnut. Now, with George Bush, you can make all the jokes about, him being a little bit, rough on the stump speeches. With Bill Clinton, you can talk about, oh, man, he's chasing skirts while he's in
right.
But at the same time, there was that underlying confidence that, okay, he's surrounding himself with people where he's not going to be a complete
right.
and total asshat.
Cartoon character.
And so that's why I think the guys like Donald Trump, when it really comes down to it, you'll say, okay,
we'll find out.
I'm not sure I want somebody who's
and
this.
And nobody's talking about
unstable.
Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders?
What's
you mean the
name?
Running back?
Oh, Barney Sanders?
Bernie.
Oh, Bernie Sanders.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're right, Oscar. Nobody
See,
is talking about Uncle Bernie.
I forgot his name.
No, nobody is talking about Barry Sanders.
That's great.
Bernie Sanders, running back for the Detroit Lions, ladies and gentlemen.
I have two predictions for the debate tonight.
Yes.
I think that Trump is going to play it so safe. We will get some clown shoes, but we'll get it from Lindsey Graham or another candidate who feels panicked because they're up against the ropes.
I'd like to see Lindsey Graham say, hi, Donald. How you doing? Would you like some tree nuts? Yeah. Would you like to touch my tree nuts?
That's going to be fun.
And the other prediction I have is...
I don't think Lindsey Graham's on the main stage, is he?
No, he is. I think he is.
He is?
Yeah.
We have to find that out. Find that out, Pony, who the top 10 are.
The top 10. We'll run down a list. The other prediction I have is that Chris Christie is going to eat Shepard Smith. He'll just swallow him. Pick him up and eat him
whole. Is Shep the moderator?
I'm just guessing. Who would you put from Fox News as a moderator?
It's not Shep.
It's not going to be Shepard Smith.
Oh, God,
right,
that would be a great show.
We're
going to
take
it?
A break. We're going to get some information on this debate. And then I'm not endorsing it, but I have it in my hot little hand.
Yes.
The Republican debate drinking game that
oh,
I have
excellent.
Right here. So,
Bill
but
O'Reilly.
I'm not endorsing.
Is it?
No, okay. I just stopped Mike in his track.
He got a good look there, didn't he? I gave him just what he wanted there. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have the drinking game for the Republican debate and more fun and more thrills, including a little tribute to one of my favorite housewives of Beverly Hills.
Street when the boy brother's walking handsome and hot.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
I don't even know where you go to find seats. They had a giveaway at the beginning of the legalization of pot after we voted.
George, if you let the plant grow long enough, it produces seeds, right?
Actually, the female plant is the only one that produces seeds.
Christ, you know what?
Now I got to find a female?
All of a sudden, he's Johnny Biology
what
over here.
What makes him female? Is it something you can see
it's
visually?
It's pretty distinguished. I mean, the male plants have the buds. The female plants are pretty leafy and just have the seeds. So it's pretty easy to tell by looking at it.
Oh,
which
yeah. Interesting.
Look for one that has no penis.
Yes. That is the female plant.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Is that a intern George talking about pot on the bonus show?
Yeah, and it happened yesterday, Mike. He became George. He is no longer Jason. Okay. He is George.
George. Very good. Hey, everybody. It's now available. It's Open Mike, the audiobook. You are going to love it. Listen to the story of the Mike O'Mara Show as read by the authors. It's Mike, Rob, and Oscar in their own words, the entire book, and then some. We're getting great reviews. You're enjoying this. You're loving it on your summer vacations, and we really appreciate everybody supporting us by purchasing the Open Mic, the audiobook, for only $6.99. Rob Spiewak.
Yes, today, spotlight on lucky guy, Oscar Santana.
I feel like I won the lottery. I get to come here and do this for a living. It certainly has made me a better broadcaster. You can walk into any Fortune 500 company right now and ask how many people really actually like their jobs. I imagine that some of them make ridiculous livings and don't have to worry about money, but they're not nearly as happy as I am. I think all of us realize how lucky we are, even Mike. His constant bitching is just who he is, so ignore that. At least try to.
Man, every time I hear one of those clips, I feel like I've picked it up brand new. That's pretty cool stuff. Hear the whole story, the inside scoop told by the people who lived it. Open Mic, the audiobook. It is available. Download it instantly on iTunes or at MikeOMaraShow.com, Google Play, Amazon. Get it there. And please, if you're on iTunes, give us a great review. We would really, really yes. appreciate that. That helps more than you know. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa. Have we gotten any of our information yet about the final candidates and also the moderator for the day, the great debate tonight.
So apparently there's a co-moderating
okay, so there's a team
going on. Yeah, Team Wallace. So
Mike
it's
Chris Wallace.
Chris Wallace, okay. Brett Baer, and ooh. Megyn Kelly.
Oh, Megyn Kelly. Yeah, they had to get the POA on there.
Sure, well, it is Fox. Yeah.
And so it's interesting that it is Fox because they, well, I think
well, where
of
else
all
are they
the people.
Be?
But, right? But at all the people at Fox, I think Chris Wallace probably is the one who's the most pugnacious of the bunch, and he'll probably call these. I think he'll give you a nice
yeah,
balanced
I think he'll do a good job.
Debate.
He's a good guy.
Megyn Kelly, a little more partisan, I believe. Yeah, so she might have the, you know. And by the way, Megyn Kelly, I don't know whether she is the turbo hottie that she always has been.
Oh, I
agree. Really?
I believe
but
she got
time,
older.
Time maybe.
Yeah, they get older, Mike. You know, they don't hold up as well.
It's true, Oscar. True
not like,
words.
Not like our men.
Yeah, for example, Mike, Steve Doocy, every bit as dreamy as he's ever been.
Steve Doocy.
If possible, even better looking.
I really wish we had Shepard Smith. That'd be fantastic. Gentlemen, I'd like to ask you about your suits before you start. Is there a chance I could ask you about your suit? Could I ask you about your suit and where you had it made? Do you have a customized suit? Do you have that? That's fantastic.
You know where he would be
Governor
great?
Governor Christie, can I see the lining of your suit?
He would be great when he called time on them because he'd be so smug.
Yeah.
You're out of
hold
time.
On. Hold on. Governor Kasich, slow down. You know, we'd all like to talk. I'd like to talk a little bit more, but you're not going to be able to. Let's move on right now. I'll work on that one a little bit.
Perfect.
I'll work on a little bit.
Oh, I love that.
Mr. Trump, you have 10 minutes to respond. Anyway,
could
all right,
you
thanks.
Do Shepard and Trump answering?
All right.
That would kill me.
Donald, a lot of people say you're a crazy guy. Are you a crazy guy? No, Shepard, you're crazy. You're crazy. If you're calling me crazy, you're an idiot. All right, I'll stop. Moving right along
good
here. This is the drink once, drink twice, drink three times. This is the Republican debate drinking game. Now, listen. I am not condoning this. I'm not recommending this. You will get extremely wasted if you play this game.
Okay.
And it might result in alcohol poisoning. So please do not do this. But and I don't know if there are more than one or two of these floating around. This is the one that I got my hot little hands
this,
on. Right
this now. Is the one you endorse, but you don't recommend.
This is so there are three categories here. One is drink once, the other is drink twice, and drink three times. I didn't include the finish your drink part. Okay. Because then it got kind of jive with that one, all right? Drink once anytime a Republican candidate says Obamacare, ooh, compares themselves to Ronald Reagan, says the phrase free market, uses the word socialism, says the phrase personal responsibility, mentions their own religion, or when one or more candidates cut each other off. Or this is the drink once category.
Right.
Use the phrase failed presidency. This is pretty good. You know, I'll tell you why this is pretty good. Because I think it's rare enough where it might be special. Because I'm not sure. Because, you know, who knows whether they're going to cover Obamacare in the first 10 minutes.
True. Yeah, but if you're drinking an IPA by this time,
yes,
you're hammered.
Yeah. You might be, yeah. The next one proposes something similar to another candidate that you can't really tell the difference between their ideas. That's too complicated for me. Donald Trump brags about himself. You drink if that happens.
Of course.
Okay, here's where, Oscar, you're faced. You're faced in the first round. Mentions Iran and the Iran deal. They're done. That's going to be, everybody's going to be baked.
Do you know enough about that deal, person? I don't know enough about that deal. I wish I did.
Here it is. This is the deal. I understand this is the small print. I read the small print over the weekend.
Right.
That, you know, I don't know why everybody's giving him such a hard time. Right now, as soon as it's signed, it's not been ratified yet, but as soon as it's ratified, everything in the country of Iran for American citizens going over there, 50% off.
Nice deal. Very good.
Is that a deal?
That is good.
That is a deal. Iran is going to be chock full of great deals.
Yeah. Think about
it. But it is. But the deal is voided if you drop your iPhone in water.
The homeowner association pick up a camel.
Yeah. Hey, honey.
A camel.
Honey, I'm home. Look what I got. 50% off. I got a centrifuge.
Anyway. You mean all the dent and scratch nuke?
Yeah.
Nuke equipment?
These prices are insane.
Slightly broken plutonium canisters.
That's right. You won't put it against the wall. You won't even see it.
50% off.
That's right. These prices are insane.
Now, what would you pay for a uranium that's not enriched? Anyway, drink twice anytime a Republican candidate confesses their love for Ronald Reagan. Now that would be special because you take two shots if you do that. Two
I'm surprised trickle-down economics isn't there.
Well, it might be coming up. Ooh, could be. And you know what? How will Lindsey Graham express his love?
I have to say I love Ronald Reagan. I just wish he was around today. I'd love to go into the Oval Office and sit on his lap.
Oh, Lindsey.
All right. Let me see. Drink twice if any candidate talks about illegals. But you can tell they're really talking about people of South American descent in general.
Oh.
That's stupid. I don't know that.
I'd take a shot for that.
I know. Absolutely. Complains about taxes. Mentions Benghazi. Says something negative about marriage equality. Says something about President Obama that you know for a fact isn't actually true. This is a very partisan drinking game.
Yes.
I apologize. I didn't know it was going to be that.
Well, you know what? It's not necessarily partisan. They're just catering to what we're going to hear at a Republican debate.
Oh, my God. Drink twice if someone attacks Hillary Clinton?
That's going to be...
we're going to have alcohol poisoning.
Don't you wish that Bill was a little more visible as of late?
Did you hear the latest story that apparently there's a conversation that occurred between Bill Clinton and Donald Trump and that Bill Clinton may have urged him for the sake of the Republican Party to run?
Yes.
Is that the greatest setup in the... If that happens to be true, is that the greatest setup
what was
in
that?
The world?
On the Huffington Post?
Hi, how are you, Donald? Hello, Bill. I want you to go out there and get in the fray. And then he hangs up the phone and he looks at Hillary and goes, I swear to God, I think he's really going to do it. And they high-five each other.
He looks at her, bites his lip.
Do you think they're just laying low simply because they want to see all this run its course?
I think that Bill is going to lay low for the entire cycle. I mean, Bill's not going to be you can't have him out there because he's out there, you have the perception that he's the puppet master and that
Mrs. C.
What's
wrong with that?
It's what's wrong with
Cankles isn't looking good these days.
Well, Cankles, but you think more Bill will help Cankles?
Absolutely.
But you know what? When he was in the public eye 3 or 4 months ago, he went on and on about how he earned all his money for his speeches. He might be getting a little ornery in his old age, and it might can keep him quiet. He's so,
I love watching him talk. I do too.
I think he's wonderful.
He's got it. All right. Drink three times if anybody quotes Ronald Reagan, says something homophobic, sexist, or racist.
Wow.
Says the phrase, pick themselves up by their bootstraps. mentions Planned Parenthood in any way. Says something that would give either or both the Koch brothers a chubby. Okay, this is crap now. I'm sorry. Stick. That's not what I wanted. I wanted a legitimate drinking game.
The first 10 were solid.
They were solid. It started strong. Let's
write one ourselves. I'm going to give you the TMOS drinking game for the Republican debate tonight, okay? And it's not drink once, twice, three times. Drink anytime they do this.
Right.
If someone mentions Ronald Reagan, you can drink.
All right.
If someone mentions President Obama, not Obama himself, Obamacare.
Okay, that's valid.
If someone mentions Hillary Clinton, you can drink.
Okay.
And if someone mentions free market, you can drink. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Can I offer a couple?
One more? Yeah, five would be a nice number.
I was going to say, if anyone makes any sort of allusion, a negative allusion to Caitlyn Jenner, and I think it's going to happen. Because they will
really,
yeah,
that's a wild card. Right
I think
there.
What
do
they're going to
do. What debate we're watching?
Yeah, I do.
Why would they talk about Caitlyn Jenner?
Because there's going to be someone who's going to talk about family values and what a true hero is, and they're going to use that as a definition of something that is celebrated that is wrong. Not my view, but I think it's going to come
guy.
Up. I think
no,
it's
because
come
of that.
Up.
Let's bring Caitlyn in here before we go to break here and
CJ.
See if we can. CJ, what do you say, CJ?
I say let the games begin. Go get them, guys.
We'll take a
Always
break.
Always nice when CJ comes by.
Hey, can you chug break. If someone says Barry Sanders?
Bernie! Oh, Bernie Sanders!
Yeah, sorry.
He won't be mentioned. Anyway, we'll take a break, come back, and talk about a wonderful lady from Beverly Hills.
Nice.
It's a little bit of trouble. Yeah, I've been trying to get to this all week. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody. What's worse than running out of razors? Paying top dollar drugstore prices for razors. That's what. But you don't have to worry about that anymore thanks to Harry's. Last week, I got my 13-pack of Harry's razors, and I am so happy. Harry's takes the guesswork out of shaving because they send blades direct to your door, just like they did for me. And they can also put you on a shave plan that helps you based on how often you shave. Even better, Harry's is giving new customers an additional $5 off their first monthly subscription order with the coupon code TMOS. We love Harry's.
The best.
We all use them. The Harry's Shave Plan ships high-quality razors straight to your door for as little as $3 a month, and deliveries are customized to your shaving routine so you never run out of blades. Plus, if you suddenly want to grow a beard, it's all good. You can modify or cancel your plan at any time. Harry's has such confidence in their German-engineered blades that there is a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and your first shave plan order includes a free handle. How great is that?
Right.
That's right. I know how to use it. Start your Harry's monthly subscription and never worry about buying blades again. Never! As a special offer for new customers, get your free razor and save $5 off your first subscription with the code TMOS at checkout. That's harrys.com and the code TMOS, and start shaving better today. How great is that?
Hey, look what's here, Jeffrey.
Hey, Jeffrey, look. They can even cut through my tough leg hair. Thanks, Anna. We truly appreciate
nice.
That. All right, let me bring this story up. We all know how big a fan I am, and I think they come back in January, pretty much the Real Housewives of Beverly
Hills.
We hope
most of them make it.
We talked an awful lot about it, probably more than I should have, but it was the only guilty pleasure reality show that I got into last winter, mm-hmm. and I loved watching my little housewives. They're just such sweet little ladies. I truly enjoy them. Kim Richards was the sister of Kyle, and they were both little rich girls, and they called them housewives, but Kim Richards never a housewife. I mean, the show started, I think, when she was divorced.
She was also, and you always need to bring this up, she was a child star. She mm-hmm. was in the two Witch Mountain movies that Disney made and a couple
yes.
other movies growing up. So she has all the DNA in place to be a screwed up adult because
right.
she was a child star.
This is from a couple of days ago, and this is very sad. Real Housewives star Kim Richards arrested for alleged shoplifting. Reality star Kim Richards of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Mike,
fame.
This
I'm
is
sorry.
Sad. Can we have a better read than that, please?
Yeah.
You're a professional broadcaster. Come on.
She was arrested Sunday for shoplifting and was subsequently released on $5,000 bail, according to police. Richards, who recently pled not guilty to previous charges of resisting arrest and battery. Remember when she wigged out at the Beverly Hills Hotel?
Nazi faggot.
Yeah, she is now in trouble again. She was released early Monday and was charged with a misdemeanor for the alleged theft. Police said Richards was stopped outside a San Fernando Valley Target.
Yes.
With upwards of $600 worth of items in her cart. That's a misdemeanor? I would think that that would be a little
I think it's like $2,500.
Okay. Oh, Pony knows this.
Weird. Pony, it's interesting the facts that you know. You don't have any personal experience with that, do you?
No.
He was spotted with $2,400 worth of cigarettes.
Only the best.
Authorities tell E she stole upwards of $600 worth of items from a Target. Security spotted her taking several items and placed her under a citizen's arrest until the police arrived.
Was it Gomer Pyle?
If you watch the show Real Housewives, golly!
Citizen's arrest! Citizen's arrest!
Hey, you know
arrest.
What? Though? I mean, we've all been in Target. You got to play the game pretty well to get $600 worth of stuff in even in one shopping cart, right?
Exactly.
You got to really know what the high-ticket, high-dollar items are at Target. What would be... I'm trying to think in my mind's eye.
Video games would be expensive.
Mm-hmm. Makeup would be expensive. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Why is makeup so expensive?
Because it's worth it on some people.
Well, I'm wearing it right now, and it's absolutely dreamy.
Well, Mike, you have to wear makeup under that extreme stage lighting.
Thank you so much.
Sunscreen.
Air conditioner's on again. I can feel it.
Yeah, we can. We all know.
Thank you.
I love you. I love you.
But anyway. Okay, let's see. Is it that bad?
No, it's horrible.
At this time, the Van Nuys...
Sorry, go ahead.
At this time, the Van Nuys Police Department is not providing a mugshot. That's a shame. Police will be turning the case over to L.A. City Attorney's Office prosecutors who will determine whether to press charges. At the time, Richards was described as acting belligerent with slurred speech.
Oh, no.
And reeking of alcohol. This is not good.
No, Mike, this is not okay. And you know what? She apparently just filled up her cart and walked out.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to... Oh, no. I'm sorry. That was the Beverly Hills arrest. So she was not reeking... They don't say she was reeking of alcohol at the Target.
That's going to be dangerous.
So she wasn't loaded. Her attorney, Robert Shapiro... sent an associate to enter a not guilty plea on her behalf. Oh, when the attorney sends the minion down there, you know you're in trouble.
He's like,
that's
I don't have time for
sad.
This.
Yes, this is Shapiro. No, I won't be there.
Mike, I have a quick update, and you might have mentioned this, but I don't think you did. Apparently, she's been living out of her car allegedly.
What?
So she's
not a housewife.
Yeah, she's
car wife.
Car wife.
The Beverly Hills car wives.
The real car wives of Beverly Hills.
People magazine also reported that she was living with her sister Kathy Hilton at one point, who kept her belongings in storage after her rehab stint. So she's really hit hard times.
But she can't wait for filming to start then, because she needs the cash.
Well, she's off the show.
They kicked her off the show?
I thought she was leaving the show. That's what I heard.
I have no idea. But, I mean, the fact is, she got paid. Don't they get a pretty penny for being on that show? I think they do.
Maybe six figures, nothing crazy.
Yeah, and I would think the money would come with what they do with their fame. And that's probably how they handle it. And she's not
like
doing well.
Yeah, like Brandy's got a podcast.
Yeah, and instead of doing a podcast, she's just shoplifting. And that's not – the return is much less.
Yeah. What does Caitlin have to say about that? Hold on. Caitlin,
CJ?
Can you come in here?
Well, reality TV is a slippery slope.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so there are conflicting reports. One say that she quit the show and quit rehab. Another says that she quit the show. And then another says that she just quit rehab. So this woman's stories are just as crazy as her life.
Do you think that obviously... things have gotten worse for her lately rather than better. Do you think the producers...
I mean, it's sad. It's
she's
sad,
ratings
but at the same
gold,
time, they
though.
Put
she's
them,
ratings gold.
Do you think the producers owe her to step in and try and help her out?
Oh, are you kidding me? Andy Cohen, do you think that he'd help any of those people if they were total... I don't think so. I think it's an exploitive, type of television, and the more of a train wreck that they are, the higher it is for the ratings on that show.
What
and
if
I don't
the,
think they pull that. What if they can exploit
the rehab?
Let me answer your question. The original question was, do you think they would the producers would jump in and help? First of all, I don't think they're taping while this crap is going
right,
on. Because they only tape during like a two-month window or maybe even less than that. But I also think that if they set a precedent of jumping in and intervening
on
a reality television show when somebody goes astray, there's not enough money in the bank to be able to do that to help prop these people out. And reality TV stars, hasn't it been documented that a lot of these people, after the glow of the spotlight dies down, they do end up becoming train wrecks? I think Richard Hatch is another example of a guy from Survivor that fell on hard times.
There are exceptions to the rule, like your friend John Dalton.
Johnny Fairplay Dalton, who's made an incredible career for himself with loudmouth pants.
But you know
incidentally,
what? I withdraw the question. You're right. You're right.
An endorsement that I was seeking. Yeah. I was seeking that endorsement. I still have not heard from the people of loudmouth.
Loudmouth pants?
But that's, you know, I'm not sure now whether I'd even want to wear them. But we'll have to wait and see. Who knows? I just think that they can't get involved with somebody like this. What surprises me is that she, when they say living out of her car, I wonder, does that mean she actually lost her house? Is that the way that went down?
I
don't know anything about
that's it. That's strange.
And she's got family out there. How would they let that happen?
Her sister is Kathy Hilton.
Right.
Hilton family. Hotels.
Yeah, I mean, there's nobody needs to step in when you've got the Hilton family, the hotel chain money in back of you, more money than Jesus.
Give me the handicap suite that no one is using.
Yeah, you can have
I'll
this
stay
room
there for a week.
You can have this room, but you can't have anything from the mini bar.
Yeah,
Oscar, let me ask you this though: don't you believe though, with even the wealthiest families, if you've got somebody who is the total train wreck, there is only so much you can do. We're not talking about money as much as personal behavior.
I agree.
Right?
The addiction, we've had experts on the show, is a bitch.
Yep.
Yeah, right? And sucks. There's so much you can control. And the three different articles are in front of me right now. Some say that the family has tried everything. Absolutely everything. So we'll have to see. Though, I will say that if she's not on the next season, it would be interesting to see who they try to make the foil out of the group, right?
Yeah,
because Brandy's
gone,
true, right?
Because they need that angle.
Mike, no, I'm shocked that show is still on. What is it, the 10th season?
For R-H-O-B-H?
Yeah. Wow. Quite the run.
R-H-O-B-H.
That's right.
That.
And of course, you know, Vanderpump Rules, for those who need
the
extra
one.
Yeah, also great.
Man,
great.
That's true.
I think they're going to bend over backwards to get her back.
Did I hear Noelle laugh in the background?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Noelle, okay, it's time once again for our Noelle question of the day.
All right,
Noelle,
let's do it.
Since we are talking about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, one of the new additions to the cast this year was the, who's the brunette lady?
Lisa Rinna.
Lisa Rinna. Lisa Rinna is married to actor Harry Hamlin. Can you tell us something that Harry Hamlin has starred in?
No.
Mm. No,
I can't. I can't either, though.
Guess what? I can't either. I happen to know who Harry Hamlin is, but I can't. Would it be L.A. Law?
That's the one
that
jumped to mind for me.
Would that be one that he was in years ago?
I believe so.
He's a good-looking guy.
Clash of the Titans.
Oh, wow.
Oh, hey.
Bam.
She Googled it.
Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah, nice, but hold on a second. That's pretty. That's like Rofo style Googling right there.
Yeah.
That was younger than Rofo.
That was incredibly rapid.
Move faster.
I think that is fantastic.
We have the technology.
We're builder.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, not to reference the bonus show, which you guys did yesterday,
right.
I was not a part of due to a minor technical issue, which has been resolved.
Right.
I will tell you that when you were quizzing George, the intern,
yes,
about his marijuana, is he also a pothead? Is he
I will say that all signs point to yes. He came alive twice during the bonus show when we were talking about weed
and stems and seeds
and when we were talking about dildos.
Yeah.
He was at one of the festivals I was at when I was.
Oh my God, we got two. Oh. And now we got Rofo that's smoking a hookah on somebody's porch. And then, so the only one we have that is clear of mind would be Mac. And that's terrifying, isn't it?
You know, I actually had him mail you a bottle of wine, and he didn't want to have it in his car. He said on the way to the post office, he put it in the trunk of his car. because he didn't want to have it in the car. Oh, that he is such
lad.
A straight shooter. Yeah. He really, really is.
That's very sad.
But what's nice is that the clean living will help him in his modeling career.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. So getting onto a better television show, and I've been meaning to talk about this for like 2 weeks now. I want to thank the listeners that turned me on to a show on Netflix. I guess it's not called binging on it when you delay your binging, and I delayed almost the entire summer of watching the show, but it's a show called Bloodline, and it's really, really a fantastic program.
I've not seen
what's,
it.
What's it about?
Great things.
It's from the people that did that show, Damages. Are you familiar with that show?
Yeah.
Let me read the description. A dramatic thriller that explores the demons lurking beneath the surface of a contemporary American family. And here's what I liked about it at first. It takes place in the Florida Keys, and it's got great establishing shots of the Florida Keys all over the place. It's got Sissy Spacek in it. She was in this.
Still end. Box.
And
nice
the guy, I don't know the name of the actor, but he's the guy from Friday Night Lights that played the coach. He's in it too, and does a good and mostly actors that you would not have heard of,
right.
And they did a great job with this. And really, what I love about a drama is when there's credibility. And by the middle of the season, I thought they were doing so much character establishment that it plodded along a little bit. But I got by it because it was just so cool to see a show that was shot in the Florida Keys. And it has that feel to it, that sultry, tropical air. It's very, very neat.
The name you're looking for, Kyle Chandler, great actor.
Kyle Chandler, very good actor in this. And besides the one thing about this is it has credibility towards the end, where you're looking at this, and every time I'm watching this family fall apart and come apart at the seams, I was kind of saying to myself, you know, you could almost see how something like this could go down, how a series of events, and it's very, very complicated. There are lots of different layers to it, but I loved it. And so for the multiple listeners that sent that along to me, Bloodline on Netflix, it's a great binge, and I recommend it highly.
Without trying to sound too much like a nerd here, would you call the setting one of the characters? Because sometimes when they weave the setting in so well.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah,
big time.
That's cool. I love when they do that.
And they just, and a lot of cigarette smoking, and you know I love cigarette smoking.
Of course you do.
Pony.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
You'd love it. The Rayburns, that's the name of the family, by the way.
You mentioned Netflix.
Our family is going to blank.
Yeah, Gene Rayburn. Thank you for your 1970s reference. Noelle, do you know who Gene Rayburn is?
I do not.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. You're not supposed to. So right. Anyway, right. He was host of The Match Game, and Rob is in love with him.
Mike, two thumbs up to Netflix that announced their unlimited paternity and maternity leave to their employees. So if you work for Netflix, another bonus of not just working for a great company, but they could take care of their employees with new kids.
Wow.
Paid maternity leave?
Unlimited paid and maternity, as they want.
They should make one variation on that. If you're taking the unlimited paternity leave, you shouldn't be allowed to have Netflix, because no one will ever come back to work.
And then Microsoft announced yesterday on the heels of that, because they're all competing for the same talent in the same area, they announced 12 weeks for maternity and 20 weeks for paternity.
I'm sorry,
20 weeks for maternity, 12 weeks for paternity.
Wow.
That's, man, 12 weeks for paternity leave. That's just a dad hanging around and going, you change him, honey.
Exactly.
I mean, that's all that is.
I took a day when Robert was born.
How much time did I take? Did I take any time off when I
think
take
we
a week?
All. I think we all were allowed to have the day of the birth off. And so we tried to do. I remember this, Mike, because we were having kids at about the same time. We tried to have the birth next to a weekend, so you could sort of extend it. We made it adjacent to a weekend. So carry your legs.
Programming note, great best ofs next week. We are taking our August week, and we hope you enjoy the best ofs that are crafted beautifully by our wonderful support staff here at TMOS.
So Matthew
Boone. Be aware of that on Monday. You know, so many of you were whining about the fact that we didn't give you a heads up. We're giving you a heads up now, so stockpile and enjoy. And, you know, I got a good tip for you. Grab yourself a copy of Open Mike the audiobook while you're doing
Absolutely.
You'll enjoy life.
It's great for people, Mike, that live in their car.
Absolutely. Oscar, you're going to say one more thing?
Again, just I quote, says, for Netflix, paid at 100% for all mothers and fathers of new children, they have a total of unlimited what they want. Usually, they say they're looking for 6 months to a year, depending on what you'd like.
Right.
But you have unlimited time to leave and come back.
I'm going to come back when I'm 72 years old, Netflix. Thank you so very, very much. We will take a break. When we come back, it's another edition of our fabulous News You May Not Need on the Michael Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Pony Boy.
Pony Boy? You're not Pony Boy. You're Gary Stein.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
On this week's episode of our show, we have a big guest joining us.
We really
today.
Do.
Very excited about this. You know her. You love her as Mary Ann from Gilligan's Island.
I still love her.
Yeah. You have a thing for her.
I have a thing for her.
You have to calm yourself down. Dawn right. Wells is on the Tony Perkins Show. Subscribe at iTunes and listen on the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I told you I ordered my watch last week from Touch of Modern. I'm very, very excited about that. And everybody wants to stay ahead of the latest styles and trends, but it's tough trying to find the next big thing. Face it, hard to be cool. That's why you need touchofmodern.com. I can't even begin to tell you when I'm surfing Touch of Modern. I do it almost every day. Main company now, I wish I had the name at the tip of my tongue. I don't. That makes these wooden swings that you hang on the front porch.
Sure.
They're super modern, and they're really, really exotic. And Touch of Modern is just loaded with fantastic stuff. You could surf the website for hours because they have so many good things there. They connect direct with top designers. They've got timeless and unique products. We all love the site. Always cool, always changing, and we are constantly drawn back to the site to see what's new. They scour the globe for all sorts of cool stuff. You're going to love touchofmodern.com. New sales launching literally every day. It's the one website that elevates your lifestyle with a single click. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. It's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because tomorrow it'll be different. That is how life rolls in the fast lane. And as I mentioned before, really, really state-of-the-art stuff.
Of course.
If you are a watch aficionado, and that means used watches, new watches, expensive watches, inexpensive watches, it doesn't matter. They're all there at touchofmodern.com. And I recommend it highly. Check it out, touchofmodern.com. And we thank you.
News.
News.
For the third straight year, Robert Downey Jr. tops Forbes.com's list of the highest paid actors in the world.
Tony Stark!
A fascinating list, really. I'm going to give you all 20 here because I was really interested. He reportedly raked in $80 million over the past 12 months.
Wow.
That is serious money.
Phenomenal.
In past years, they didn't include foreign actors who only worked in their home countries. They decided to add them this year, so Jackie Chan finished second. And several actors from India's Bollywood film industry made the list as well. Probably won't recognize these names, but here's the top 20. I'll go from the worst to the first.
All right, 20
Number
to
20 is Matt Damon, $25 million. Would you not have thought that Matt Damon would have made more money than that?
No, because I don't think he did a lot last year. I mean, that's still a lot of money for a guy that didn't have a blockbuster.
And he also didn't do the Bourne series,
right.
So that would have been a lot more.
You know what he did? He bought a zoo. That's what he did.
18 is a tie between Will Smith and Bollywood actor Shah Rukh Khan.
I love Shah Rukh Khan.
$26 million apiece. Number 7, Matthew McConaughey, $26.5 million. Don't they get like $20 million a movie?
No, not anymore. Not anymore because the way that the dollars are broken up for movies these days. So the old days, you would see like Arnold get $20 million a picture, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So now the way it's broken up is an actor will usually take less money at the beginning
and get cough drops
and then take some points. They're actually more sophisticated with their deals because they'll take points at the end of the movie.
Percentage of the gross,
hoping
right?
for the best. So, so $10 million is a really a top dollar point.
All right. Number 15 is a tie between Chris Hemsworth and Daniel Craig, $27 million. Number 13, a tie between Leonardo DiCaprio and Channing Tatum, $29 million apiece. Then why was that 13 instead of 15? Oh, it gets higher. Number 12, Johnny Depp, $30 million. Number 11, here he is.
Yes.
Remember. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, $31.5 million. I really did. I continuously get props on
you
that.
You could smell what The Rock was cooking.
Thank you so much. Number 10, Mark Wahlberg, $32 million. Number 9, Bollywood actor Akshay Kumar, $32.5 million.
I love Akshay Kumar.
Here, more Bollywood. Number 7, Bollywood actors Amitabh Bachchan and Salman Khan, $33.5 million.
Both great.
Number 6 is Tom Cruise at $40 million. 5, Adam Sandler.
Really?
He produces all those movies.
In five.
41 million. Number four, Bradley Cooper, 41.5. Number three, Vin Diesel, 47. Number two, as we mentioned before, is Jackie Chan. And number one, Robert Downey Jr. with $80 million.
Nice.
So, Robert Downey Jr., like, lapping the field on that. That's pretty significant stuff.
$80 million buys a lot of blow.
Hey, hey, hey.
Star Magazine, he never forgets. Star Magazine. Now, when you say that, when you start a story, you got to remember the credibility of that magazine. But it's an interesting story, and it involves the cause. They claim Bill Cosby may be preparing to flee the country.
Oh, no. Really?
A source says, quote, he's been so shady and flat-out dismissive of the amount of hurt he's caused these women that they're worried he'll run rather than pay damages. The longer this goes on, the more tempting exile becomes. I'm not seeing a source here. I'm not seeing anything that wasn't manufactured maybe in the Star offices. It's still unclear whether Cosby can be prosecuted for anything given the statute of limitations. So his alleged flight is far from the only thing that's standing in the way of these women collecting damages. So where's Cosby going? The Middle East? Well, here's what they say. Where's this quote come? He has friends in Saudi Arabia. His money could go a long way there. I think that's a BS story, but I thought I'd put it in there because it was interesting.
You know? I would like to see how, you know what, though? It's stranger things have happened.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. Everyone loves Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Rob, you're the biggest Beatles fan
great
in
album.
The room.
Great album.
Keith Richards hates it.
You jerk.
This is kind of funny since the Stones put out a similar psychedelic rock album called Their Satanic Majesty's Request in 1967.
An absolute knee-jerk release. Absolutely.
And 6 months after the Beatles put out Sgt. Pepper, in addition to the style, they even ripped off the Beatles cover art. Keith tells Esquire, quote, the Beatles sounded great when they were Beatles, but there's not a lot of roots in that music. I think they got carried away. Why not? If you're the Beatles in the 60s, you just get carried away. You figure what it is you wanted to do. You started to do Sgt. Pepper's. Some people think it's a genius album, but I think it's a mishmash of rubbish, kind of like Satanic Majesty's. Oh, if you can make a load of crap, so can we. So he's saying they recorded Satanic Majesty's if they're going to make a crappy album, we're going to make a crappy
album. I give credit to him for throwing himself under the bus. If he just said he hated that album, that would be something. But the fact that he said, well, you know, that's what we did. So he's entitled to his opinion. You know what? It's not a very rocking album.
Is it considered the worst of all the albums?
No, it's probably considered the Beatles' best album by many
people.
But
what about the Stones? Do you know anything about Satanic Majesty's?
Yeah,
it was
a psychedelic feel, and it I think it might have had Dandelion on it, and some of their more out there tracks. I'll pull up a track list. Let me see what I can find for you.
Okay, I'm just curious because I'm not a big Stones fan, so I have no idea. But we'll have to listen
to
it and find out.
Yeah.
Yep. When it's freezing cold outside in just a few months, remember how you said August sucks because it's too hot? This is dumb, but it's fun. The Washington Post just dug up the results of a survey that had Americans rank all 12 months by how much we like them, and August did terribly. I'm surprised at that because August is usually a getaway time for some people, and especially in D.C., in the D.C. area, it's huge. People all run up.
Unless you're a tourist, you come
unless
here.
That sucks because of the heat.
Yeah. I see tourists sweating when I drive up and down M Street. I'm like, you're just sweating.
You picked the right time to come see our city.
August finished in ninth place. May came in first place. I agree with that. May might be my favorite month. I love the month of May. I remember what Buzz used to say. Hey, it's the month of May. Outdoor humping starts today.
Exactly.
Creep me out then, creep me out now.
Yeah. It's very clever.
I like it when Rob says exactly, but I know in his brain there are about 600 things he wants to say.
What I want to say, Mike,
he doesn't like confrontation, so he won't say
I won't say anything about that, but I will say I was wrong about Dandelion. I was thinking of She's a Rainbow, and the other song that you might know from it is 2,000 Light Years from Home. Heavy-produced, psychedelic stuff, and I think what probably pissed Keith off, it's not a real rock and roll album. It's a production album. And that's
he is. He likes to cut it down. So May came in first place. February came in last. How many years have I been saying that? The worst month of the year.
Yep.
And it's the month I lost my dad, so that makes it even more sucky for me.
True.
Here are all 12 months in order. May is first. October is second. June 3rd. December, July, April, September, November, August. This is when it gets bad. March. March is muddy. I don't like March.
Hey,
I
really March has March. The greatest birthday of all times.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why. January.
I'm sure that's it.
And February comes in last. The survey also found. Oh, here's a bulletin. The Washington Post doing the extra work.
Yes.
Friday is our favorite day of the week. Thanks, Washington Post. Really appreciate you telling us that Friday is your favorite day of the week.
Sounds like a survey that yes. might have been done by the great Bob Levy, Mike. Hard-hitting news from Bob Levy.
You get so mad at your news.
I know.
And
I
you
know.
Choose
well,
it.
No, I read it, and then I knew. I read three quarters of it. Anyway. Georgia, and now a little something. Yes. Georgia had a tax-free holiday this weekend where there was no sales tax on clothes, shoes, or other back-to-school stuff. It's hard to misinterpret what the holiday was all about, but these women said they did. 23-year-old Brittany Yawn and 26-year-old Simone Harris of Temple, Georgia, were both busted for shoplifting on Friday. They explained to the cops that they misunderstood what the tax-free holiday meant.
Hillbillies.
They just heard free holiday and thought they could take whatever they wanted. That's what they told the cop. They told the cop that they were doing it because they thought you'd go in there and get anything from the store you want. They took two $79 polo shirts, two $148 jackets, two $65 pairs of Nike pants, and two pairs of $105 jeans, and then they went and had lunch with Kim Richards. No, I'm kidding, of course. It's the jeans that really made the police doubt their story about misunderstanding, because one of them was wearing the stolen jeans under a pair of sweatpants, even though it was 90 degrees out.
Oh, man. Right.
And, okay, it's time for the local news kicker last line, ladies and gentlemen.
Get ready,
a new
America.
Feature on News You May Not Need. And speaking of holidays, I think it's safe to say that these two will be going away for a long while. Ass! Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault. Rob Spiewak right here. And you're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Listen to Omaracast and get caught up on all the shows of more broadcasting, like this clip from the Rob and Joe Show.
We are experiencing audio difficulties from our local program. No adjustment of your set is necessary.
Yeah. Subscribe on iTunes or download it from MikeOmaraShow.com every Monday right here on the More Broadcasting Network.
Thank you, Marcus! Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. And now, the intense Amazon read.
Okay.
Don't let the summertime temperatures fool you. Fall is right around the corner, and that means back to school time. Kids hate it, but adults love it. Amazon has everything for back to school. Books, supplies, lunch boxes, even clothes and shoes. Besides, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. It's not much, but it helps. So, if you're shopping Amazon anyway, please shop in a way that helps us out. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best way to support the show. Go to MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon, or click the Amazon button on our website, or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. We thank you, cousins. Now, without further ado, let's get right to it. The audio vault. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Hey.
Hey.
Nice.
Just wanted to let you guys know. It's amazing how things that you kind of know about will rear their head and blow your mind.
Okay.
I knew that Chris Farley was the original guy they wanted to play Shrek.
I didn't know that.
I knew that, I didn't realize he recorded up to 80% of the movie before he died.
Wow.
So these tapes exist of him doing the dialogue. They don't have any of it animated. They have the sketches that go with it.
Did he do a dialect?
No, he's just Chris Farley. And you know what? I like it. These tapes leaked yesterday. Here's a scene with Eddie Murphy. I don't know if it was edited in post or they actually did it together. But here's Shrek and Donkey in 1997 so cool. If Chris Farley had gotten the role.
Man, there's nothing like a fire and a noble romantic mission to warm the cockles of your heart.
Yeah. I like my cockles room temperature, thank you very much.
Hey, if you're not doing this for cockle warming, why are you doing it?
Simple. Fartwad gets his princess, I get what I want.
Which is? Now come on, what do you want?
I don't have time to set it to music.
Oh, this is another one of those onion things.
No, this is one of those drop it and leave me alone things.
Well, why don't you want to talk about it?
Why do you want to talk about it?
Why are you answering the question with a question?
Why are you asking questions I don't want to answer?
Why are you blocking?
I'm not blocking.
Then why do you have problems expressing your wants?
I don't. I want you to shut up.
See? No problem.
You're just displacing your anger.
He's good.
It's properly
so
clay.
You're really mad at whoever did this to you.
No one did anything to me.
Yes, yes, yes. Someone hurt you so bad. Someone hurt you many years ago.
Leave my parents out of this.
Breakthrough. Let's go with that. Let's explore family origin.
But it was so cool.
Oh, my God. He's so much. I mean, Mike Myers, iconic with the Scottish accent, but that would have worked perfectly well. That would have been great for
80%.
Us.
80%. And you know what? It was weird because they've paired it with some of the storyboard sketches. So you can't see color, but it looks like Shrek as the ogre, when he did it, was based more on a Chris Farley look, a more grotesque Chris Farley, but like a big white ogre. But it's all over the internet, so you can check it out.
Oh, I will. That is fantastic.
But
I had to watch clip. That's
I had
really
to watch Shrek a million times with the kids, and it was really neat to hear it in a different
way.
I
can't believe he had almost finished the film before.
I saw very different sad. Estimates that sometimes up to 90%, but everyone agrees at least 80% of the dialogue was done when he died. And you know what? They had to rewrite and reconstruct it for Mike Myers. But you know what? If he had finished it and died, they wouldn't have been able to do sequels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's crazy to think about. Anyway, so that's that.
Very strange.
Tonight is Jon Stewart's last show on The Daily Show. On last night's episode, Arby's bought a commercial. And Jon Stewart has a great history of making fun of Arby's.
One of the great, truly great advertiser-talent relationships is the fact that Arby's allowed Jon Stewart to eviscerate them on his show. And I loved it. And I have tremendous respect for Arby's and their ad people for doing this. This is a great audio vault so far.
Here's the spot from last night. Well, we'll put a stop to that. Okay. Here's the spot from last night. Actually ran during the Daily Show.
Okay, let's roll.
Arby's. Isn't there anywhere else we can eat?
Arby's.
Arby's. Arby's. With sliced something. Technically, it's food. Come for the tweets. Run from the memes.
Come on, baby. Come on.
Thank you for being a friend.
Why not challenge your stomach to a fight? You think pain and grief are hard to digest?
It's like shock and awe for your bowel. The meal that's a dare for your colon.
It's like if a stomach could get punched in the... All right, fine, Arby's.
Thank you for being a friend.
So cool.
Pretty good ad. Pretty great ad.
Yeah, you just mad respect. God, if everybody in the ad business thought like that, we'd have better commercials.
Mike, as a rule, it's not funny when a little girl gets kicked by a pony. As a rule, but I want you to know the little girl is okay.
I apologize.
And no. This was a mini pony. Mm. It was the littlest computer engineer you've ever
seen. By a pony. That's funny. That was funny, pony.
Live TV. Here's a little girl being kicked by one of those miniature ponies.
Seen them,
okay.
And you have a micro mini pony. Ooh. Look at you, how strong you are. What is your name? Oh. Okay.
See, that's not funny.
Could you, I might not have caught all of it.
Well, I have a new version that I think you might like.
Okay,
because sometimes
good.
Music really soothes a bad situation.
All right, here we go.
My little pony, my little pony.
And you have a micro mini pony. Ooh, what is your name?
See? The pony's fine. The little girl is fine.
Everyone's okay.
Everyone's okay.
Fantastic.
So we send our love. The movie Straight Outta Compton comes out tomorrow, I think, right? And Ice Cube was talking about...
I'm so excited about this movie.
You know what, Mike? I'm excited, too. They got me to play myself in it, which is great.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Recreating my own role.
I am really, really looking forward to it.
There's a scene in which Ice Cube, who is a rap singer, goes into a record executive's office swinging a baseball bat.
Yes.
And they asked him, is
it's
that
unusual,
true?
It's unusual because I read up on him. I don't think he's got a lot of violence in his past.
No. Mostly, he raises miniature ponies. They asked Ice Cube if that's true. Did he really go in with a baseball bat?
It did happen. It went down like that. I was playing the game, man. I was playing the lawyer to pick up the pimp, make the phone call. And I was so frustrated at the time. So many people had lied to me by then that I just couldn't take it no more. It wasn't the right thing to do. But it felt good.
There you go. He's calling it like it is. Way to go, Ice.
And I want to close with this. There is a movement, I don't know why, to bring back Crystal Pepsi. The clear, transparent, caffeine-free beverage from Pepsi. Rumors are they may bring it back, but one of the reasons that it's in the public eye, there's a YouTuber named LA Beast who has done a We Are the World-style video about Crystal Pepsi.
All that I want is a Crystal Pepsi to share with you. I haven't been the same since 92. Crystal Pepsi, yeah, you know it's true. I've never seen something that tastes like you.
I can't stand how catchy it is. Anyway, so look for Crystal Pepsi in the near future. That is your magic audio vault.
There we go.
Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Not the worst idea.
No, not at all.
That's for sure. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show is come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or a package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia. 20177 to get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag. Email Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike O'Mara shirt.
The shirt.
The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob and Oscar, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.